Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody, and Chanukah Sameach. I wanted to open up Miketz, which, of course, Targum Onkelos is Misof. It's very important throughout Mikra. You know, V'zed Dvar HaShmita, Miketz Sheva Shanim, Tasa Shmita. The Ramban deals with the issue of what the actual word Miketz is, a very important issue. But be that as it may, Targum Onkelos is always Misof at the end of. So the Sof of Shnasayim Yamim, so everybody, you know, all the Rishonim weigh in on the fact that we don't know Misof from what, like what was the beginning measurement. So I wanted to weigh in on that question a little bit with a personal view. So I think Rov Rishonim, you know, take the position Miketz Shnasayim Yamim is from the time that, you know, Yosef said to the Sar HaMashkim, Kim Zechartani Itcha Kasher Yitavlach Vasisa Naim Adicha, said, V'Hizkartani El Paro V'Hosisani Min Abayas Hazeki Gunov Gunavti Me'eret Tzayvrim V'Gam Polo Asisi Me'uma Kisambo Sivabor. And Rashi develops that at the end of Vayeshev, right? You know, Baruch Hagever Asher Yivtach Bashem, Oru Hagever Asher Yivtach Adam, Visam Basar Zero, etc. So that is the position of Rov Rishonim. But the fact is, it's ambiguous in Mikra. Vayhi Miketz Shnasayim Yamim, we don't know what the starting point is. Personally, I find the view, which is championed by the Balaturim and the Chizkuni, very persuasive, that Miketz Shnasayim Yamim is after Yosef's Gizar Din, which was meant to be 10 years. The Chizkuni says explicitly it's linked to his activity with Eshes Potiphar. You know, Vayavo HaBaisa Lasos Malachto, the Malchokas in the Gemara Masachto Sota, Malachto Mamish, or that he was about to yield, and he put himself in that position, and Nigzar Alav Eser Shanim, the Balaturim comments, you know, Miketz Shnasayim Yamim. So, you know, Derech Melitza says Miketz Shnasayim Yamim is the same gematria as Eser Shanim. So the point is that the Pshat in Pesukim is certainly this way, and I'll try to establish it very quickly. Of course, we know what the endpoints are. Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana Yaro Esachav Batzon. He was 17 when he came down to Egypt, and he was 30 when he got out of jail. So the question is, how do you divide those 13 years? So we know that the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Ofim were exactly Yamim Bamishmar, that's explicit in the Torah. So Yosef had to be in jail for at least a year, and Miketz Shnasayim Yamim. So those that are with the Rov Rishonim on this, what they'll tell you is that Yosef, you know, went to jail, I guess, when he was, you know, 27, because there's no gap in between Yosef going to jail and the Sar Mashkim and the Sar Ofim. Vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ila, Rashi says, is samuch, so it's right after. So they'll tell you Yosef was in Beis Potiphar for 10 years. I find that almost impossible to sustain in the pshat because, you know, again, that aliyah with Eshes Potiphar, vayhi achar hadvarim ha'ila, vatisa Eshes Adonah v'eneha al Yosef, vatomer shich vayimi, and it's hard for me to believe that she would wait 10 years to make those advances. It's just not mistaber. Moreover, when the Sar HaMashkim, you know, references Yosef, he calls him, now, you know, you can argue that this is just derogatory, and it is, but he refers to him as Vishamitau Nar Ivri Eved the Sar HaTabachim. Yosef is described as a Nar Ben Shvai Esrei Shana. If he was, you know, 27 years old at that time, or 28 years old, it's very hard to believe that the Sar HaMashkim could still call him an Ivri, an Eved, but a Nar, I don't know. So I think it's quite clear that Yosef was, you know, nishkach, v'nitman, v'chavosh, b'veis v'asurim, you know, and completely, you know, completely forgotten. After the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim were released, it was another 12 years. It was 2 years plus the 10, v'yihi miketz shenasayim yamim, an additional 2 years. And I think that's also corroborated by the end of the first aliyah. You know, Vayishlach Paro, Vayikras Yosef, Vayiritzu min habor, Vayigalach, Vayichalef Simlosav, Vayavo al Paro. You know, Yosef's great protector, the you know, Potiphar, Sarah Tabachim, Unklus is definitely correct. It means Rav Ketolaya, he was an executioner for Paro, which is why the Beis HaSoar is attached to his house, right? If he was a butcher, I don't know what the Shaychos is. But he was the executioner, and Potiphar is Yosef's great protector. He doesn't believe his wife for a second. So he puts him in the Beis Sohar, and that's why when, you know, he has these high-profile VIP prisoners, the Sar HaMashkim, the Sar HaOfim, and nobody knows which way the political winds are going to blow, which is really a story in its own right, the Paro was playing God, the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim had the same Echait, and Paro wants to say, you know, Ani me misu mechaya, so one of them I'll give their job back capriciously, the other one I'll kill, just in case, you know, you were wondering, you know, who is, you know, again, me misu mechaya, that's the whole idea. So everybody doesn't, you know how to, you know, when it comes to autocrats, you know, people don't know how to behave. They're always just trying to figure out, you know, how to stay on the right side of the person. So the, you know, Sar HaTabachim, you know, tells Yosef in the seventh Aliyah Vayeshev, okay, I want you to watch over them. He takes his top guy and he says, okay, you know, you'll take care of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim. They might be back in power in a little bit and I can't alienate these people. And he was right about the Sar HaMashkim. The Sar HaOfim, Paro capriciously and arbitrarily chose to kill. You know, they were the same, you know, they went in at the same time, they came out at the same time. I mean, Paro was really very, you know, deranged and evil individual. So be that as it may, Yosef doesn't have his great protector. The Ramban calls him, you know, Potiphar, you know, not in the sense that Rashi means it, but, you know, Ahivo, that he, you know, he loved Yosef. And that all fades away. And Yosef, in, you know, after the incident with the Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaOfim, is totally forgotten the next 12 years. Or 11 years, rather, because, again, you know, he's in there with them for a year, Vayu Yamim Mishmar. So from the ages of 19 to 30, Yosef bears the brunt of, you know, being totally forgotten. And Vayu Ritzumina Boar, Vaygalach, Vayechalev Simlosav. I mean, he would look the way that somebody who was forgotten in the Egyptian prison would look, which is, you know, not very good. So Mitshum Kvodo Shel Malchus, as Rashi says, you know, he can't look like a Minuval and come in front of... you know, the Melech, no matter how wicked, you know, Chilku Kabod, the Malchus, like Rashi says in Parashas Vayera, Beitzavim, you know, El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Beitzavim El Bnei Yisrael, Beitzavim El Paro Melech Mitzrayim, is Chilku Kabod, the Malchus, is that there's a certain, you know, Bimalachim Imlochu, is that we see these people as there because, you know, that's part of the Yad Hashem. So in any event, the Yosef story is much more complicated than people make it out to be, you know, and Edus, Yosef Samo, Betzesol Eretz Mitzrayim, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, you know, Vahim Ikech Nasayim Yamim, Allah Dechranet Yosef Kadam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Yosef. So it really is a story about, even in the blackest of times, I mean, Yosef wasn't there in jail for 2 years or for 3 years, as Rov Rishonim will say, but the Pshat, the Psukim supports the view of the Balaturim and the Chizkuni that he was there for many, many years, for 12 years. And they were difficult years, and he was forgotten. And as we spoke about at the end of last week, V'lo Zachar Sar HaMashkim is Yosef Vayishkachayu, Yosef learns what it means to be totally forgotten. And he had to wonder, you know, am I ever going to see the light of day? Am I ever going to get out of the boar? Potiphar loses, you know, his influence. And, you know, he may even, Chazal pick up on this, kind of disappears from the scene. And nobody's there to protect Yosef. And yet, you know, the first words that Yosef speaks when he comes out, Biladai, Elokim Yaneh, Shlom Paro, that Yosef maintained his emunah through it all is just a remarkable testament to his character. Biladai Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro, that he retained his faith that God would, you know, redeem him, is a remarkable testament. Okay, Shavua Tov and Chanukah Sameach.